how these parties can come together to settle the situation in Gaza.
Okay, I will answer you, but just I will do some promotion for Danny Zeidman. I use his maps and PowerPoint presentation. He will be here very shortly, and will just okay. So now, what you see on screen is the Jerusalem Mass, the holy sites in of the three religions in the Old City. It shows you how it's difficult to not to leave the Old City open, but it's relatively very easy to divide a sovereignty and solving the problem of management of certain of this area or certain locations in this area that is called for microchirurgic treatment in management. But this is as it is. About, so if you want to see, these are the Christian holy sites, different denominations. These are the Muslim. Oh, sorry. And all of them all together. So come and listen, Danny. He has a great depressing news for you. I won't reveal what the message that he has. Okay. Anyhow, the roadmap is leading nowhere. Okay, it's dead end. It's a failure. The whole strategy of this administration is a big failure. Now, regarding Gaza Strip and Hamas, Hamas changed since it enters to politics, fully entered into politics. Hamas changed. It is not the same organization of the Islamic Charter. More complicated, doubtful, more arguments, and so on. But and not only regarding Israeli-Palestinian issues. Take, for example, issues that are not covered at all in the media that I follow, but as a university professor and student of modern Middle East and Palestinian national movements, I do follow. Take, for example, the issue of education, the issue of the constitution, religion and constitution, the status of religion in the state of Palestine, and you will find there different issues than you supposed to hope to find. They are far away from being classical fundamentalists in these issues. The main source for legislation is the Sharia, the Islamic law. This clause is the same in any Arab country. This is in the party platform. So Sharia is not the solution, as the slogan of the Khomeinis goes and the slogan of all the jihadists goes. It is different in Hamas, for example. So if you look on this and then go into Israel-Palestine, you will find that the perception of Hamas is one thing, and what they have in their platform and political, in recent political documents is another thing. And in no Hamas document you can find the Islamic Charter, neither in the party platform nor in the inauguration speech of Haniya, nothing in these places, in these documents. And it says something. Or the participants of Khaled Mashal, from Damascus in the Mecca meeting where the compromise between Fatah and Hamas was achieved and they found the national unity government and they and agreed to put the Arab peace plan as a principle. So de facto, the Arab peace plan was accepted by a Hamas government, and actually Hamas has no choice but to follow the Arab states. Because the alternatives are very, very clear. On the one hand, Fatah, let's take a person that you know, I'm sure, very well. Saeb Erekat is the model of a pro-Palestinian pro-American. Okay? There is no pro-American more in Palestinian establishment than Saeb Erekat. Okay, this is one model. We must go with America because America will help us to achieve self-determination and Israeli withdrawal. On the other hand, so what is the alternative? Fight? Okay, for that you don't go to politics. If Hamas goes to politics, it wants the political backing of a group, not the terrorism and guerrilla or the Qassam rockets. The alternative is the Arab world. If we reject the United States, we must choose the Arab world. Choosing the Arab world means Arab peace plan. That's it, very simple. Hard choice, it was made. They think that the Arab world can give them what the United States cannot, or is unwilling to give. So Hamas must follow, in this perspective, they must follow the Arab world. They are not happy with that. They prefer ceasefire, long-term ceasefire. But also, in Hamas documents, you can find that we accept Israel as a fait accompli. We cannot be blind. And we are ready to have agreements on workers crossing to Israel, for example. On daily life, no problem. But we don't want full recognition because we don't want to recognize Israel, because Israel was built on a sin. Israel was established on a crime. We don't want to legitimize the crime by having a full peace and full recognition. That is their understanding. But de facto, they say it exists. We cannot say our enemy does not exist, or we don't have any relations. So let's sign a long-term ceasefire, establish daily connections, and that's it. This is a debate that they have among themselves and with Fatah. But the road to negotiation is very open. Abu Mazen is delegated. The trial of Israel and United States to delete Hamas from politics failed. And this was the American-Israeli co-production from the elections in 2006. And some of the, or perhaps most of the riots in Gaza were made by Fatah people, the veterans, and Dahlan, with the cooperation or backing or help of General Dayton. It is also well researched and known. So the problem is how to bring in and create another Hamas, committed Hamas, moderated Hamas, more moderated, more restrained, and not trying to squeeze them and delete them, which is this experiment totally failed. But the problem is that senior members inside Fatah Ramallah, they want to delete Hamas and stay in power alone. And there is a deep debate inside Fatah on this. But key persons continue to argue that. And unless they change their mind, I don't see any option to improve the situation. Egypt, one word on Egypt. Egypt has its own interest. And it's very difficult for Israelis to understand that. And in Israel, there is no enough discussion or understanding of the Egyptian interest. And they hope that Egypt will serve Israeli interests. But unfortunately, Mubarak refused to do that. And we see the results.
Thank you. Ralph Krauss, retired chemist. I'd like to ask a question regarding what you spoke about choosing a permanent place of residency. And I take it that an Arabs living outside of the Israel could apply as if they were immigrants. And in so doing, I wondered in what way they might, if any of them, would be compensated for loss of property that they might have incurred when they left. And on the other hand, the Jewish settlers in areas within what would become the Palestinian state would they automatically become citizens of the Palestinian state, or would they have to apply for immigration also?
Okay. Okay, regarding compensation, there is a debate between Israelis and Palestinians if it will be return plus compensation or compensation only and repatriation elsewhere. So except those who return. Okay, so for example, if someone return to the state of Palestine, he enjoy the right to return, to enter to the state of Palestine automatically as a citizen, the Palestinian right of return, okay, and get compensation. But regarding those who will come back to Israel, that's open as far as I know. The estimation of solving the cost, the financial cost of solving the all problems of refugees is $55 billion. It was done recently by a group of Israeli and Palestinian economists. And this is just this chapter of compensation. Regarding settlers and settlements, no settler in the state of Palestine. No settler. So Israel will compensate the settlers that will move from settlements back to the state of Israel. The concept of, your question is very interesting. The concept of settlements is expanding the borders of the state of Israel through settlements. Now, if the settlements remain under Palestinian sovereignty, they cannot remain for Jews, Israeli Jews only. They must open the doors for any Palestinian to stay, to move in. For any Palestinian ministership, for a ministry, let's say, for a planning, to approve the zoning of the settlement, etc., etc. By that, any settlement will lose its character as expanding the state of Israel, expanding the border. And for that, no settler agreed to that. Okay? So if you say the following, okay, we have two states, and we will not have settlers or settlements inside Palestine. But what if an Israeli Jew applies to immigrate to the state of Palestine? Fine. Fine with the Palestinians, because he does not come as a settler. He comes on an individual base as any immigrant. That's okay, but that's not a settlement project. Settlement project is expanding the Jewish Israeli state through settlements, enclosing it to Palestinians, unlike what happened in Algeria, where mixed councils, local councils, were made by the French. We now, what we know, what we call in Israel, the Council of Judea and Samaria. Okay? Judea and Samaria. Does it include any single Arab locality? No. Pure Jews. As there are no Arabs in Judea and Samaria. But they don't say Judea and Samaria are just the settlements. They say Nablus is Judea and Samaria. Utah is Arab town, is Judea and Samaria. And Arab Hebron is Judea and Samaria. But no Arabs, because this is the concept.
Gene Berg.
Yes, Gene Berg.